Book 3, Chapter 3. The drive down to Palm Beach was easy. Alicia received a call from the jewellery store to say that they'd sold out of her necklaces and were having serious demands from countless customers, and they requested all 10 she had as soon as possible. After dropping the necklaces off and getting her commission check, she and Teddy spent the day looking at the historic architecture of Addison, Misner and Morris Fascio. Then they dined at Mint on Worth Avenue in the evening to celebrate, sitting in the same table by the open shuttered window where they looked out onto the street and watched people busy by in the twilight. While sharing some grilled octopus, they noticed an exquisite Japanese woman at the next table showing her necklace to her boyfriend. Her eyes smiled as he complimented it. In his eyes, a slow, steady fire burned for her. Alicia saw it as one of her own creations, a natural blue pearl potato-shaped necklace with an ivory pendant of a Baroque goddess. Alicia's eyes sparkled as she covered her mouth in amazement. She told Teddy the necklace suited the lady's personality. When he asked how, she explained that the woman was a little quiet and introverted, but beautiful, and she secretly wanted to be adored. Well, she is. That guy is head over heels.
He is, isn't he?
She said, smiling. After the meal, they drove down to Del Rey, a little beach community on the Atlantic with an entertaining downtown, to listen to a live jazz band with a riveting black lady who had Billie Holiday's range and Aretha Franklin's mojo. After half an hour, Teddy bought a bottle of Monterey Pinot Noir from the bar and they headed back to Palm Beach. He turned onto Seaspray Lane and parked. They got out into the hot night, the royal palms craning in the breeze like they do in the Caribbean. Teddy tucked the star-spangled quilt under his arm and they made their way down the opulent road of historic homes. One caught his attention. He backpedaled to it with a craned neck.
"What is it, babe?"
Alicia said, looking back. "That house," he paused, watching it closely. "It looks very familiar."
"Have you ever been there?"
"No, I can't explain it," he paused again. "But it feels like home." She walked over and locked arms with him. The house was a grand 1920s Italian Mediterranean, like Isabella. The bottom floor was built out of stone rather than stucco, but it had a face and mahogany door identical to Isabella's. The features were more masculine, however, the windows squarer and the roof broader. The house was white and had a spiralling stone staircase that jutted outside and back up to a tower, like the birdhouse. The vegetation was a dense Caribbean array of swooping green and blossoming flowers that produced a heady aroma.
"Oh, I really like it,"
Alicia said, looking on with him. "I do too. I swear it's like I've been here before." He shook his head and started to walk away, noting the address in his phone book before leaving. Ignoring the "posted hours" sign on the beach, they descended into the hot sand, curling up on their quilt between two new dunes. Clouds moved in over the night sky and a light rain started, but they decided to stay and cuddled on the quilt with the water hitting them. When it ceased, they went swimming, and Teddy went back to the truck to get a Mexican blanket he had. They wrapped up in it on the sand and made love before falling asleep. Back in Latch, Teddy took Gold Lip out the next day while Alicia crafted necklaces. The word of her special necklaces had spread fast through the Coconut Telegraph of Southeast Florida, and she soon got a call from a jewelry store in Miami that wanted to carry them. As luck would have it, they also had a satellite store in St. Bart's. Apparently, women who had worn the creations either fell in love, found their soulmate, or got married within a short time. When she told Teddy, explaining that nothing like that had ever happened before, he chuckled and said, "Our love is rubbing off on everything and everyone, baby."
"You'd better believe it," she joked.
Their passion for each other grew with each passing day. They made love in the morning and the evening, and sometimes during the day around the house. The air conditioner at Isabella broke one night, and nothing Teddy did could fix it. He even had an AC man come out and check it out. He said everything looked A-OK. So all they could do was deal with it until another AC man showed up. During the hot, humid nights, Teddy and Alicia swam, ate on the porch, watched funny classic movies, and made love. Or when Dal and Charlotte were around, they played Scrabble or Trivial Pursuit. One night, during an intense game of Scrabble, the radio announced a tropical storm named Irene that had gained strength in the Caribbean, mimicking Eliza's path toward the northeast coast of Florida. That was a very unusual path to happen twice in one summer. The jockey reported that they had never seen this much tumultuous hurricane activity so early and so widespread. The next day, Teddy picked up a whole pig from the meat market for the boys' homecoming and brined it in apple cider vinegar and salt marinade for 24 hours.